worst things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while thumbing through Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I'm not bragging nor complaining, I'm just talking to myself, man to man. This old mental fat I'm chewing, it didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I guess I grew up alone, don't remember ever having any folks around. But I keep thumbing through the phone books and looking for my daddy's name in every town. And I meet lots of people, but I always wind up leaving on the lam. Hey, where I've been, where I'm going, I didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I never travel in a hurry, 'cause I got nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant beach, city square. Or if I'm working on some road game, or just living off the fat of our great land. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. This old metal fat I'm chewing, I didn't take a lot of doing, and I take a lot of pride in what I am.
Oh, welcome to week 10, or show 10 of Between 8 and 12 Beers, and John Lamb and I are sitting here without our famous co-host because he's gone.
We are now 100% snark-free.
And, yeah, so we can play really bad songs.
Which without... also means now that Ross is gone, we don't have a live listener.
Donna. No.
Donna.
Hola, Brazil. We always have our Brazilian listeners.
Hi. But we do have a special guest with us this week.
Derek, would you like to introduce yourself?
I guess you kind of did it, didn't you?
Hello, my name is Derek.
Derek's 5'8". He's 420 pounds.
He's down to 410.
Oh, well, good job, Derek. Are you on that garlic diet?
I'm on the Subway diet.
Right on.
What is the Subway diet?
You eat a Subway and you get skinny? Like in the commercials?
Yeah.
What, do you just have mayonnaise? Can we turn on the volume on this a little bit?
Down?
Yeah, it's kind of right. Ringing. I've gone to be a real prick over the last week.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I really don't know what I'm doing up here. Roger's usually here, and I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
Roger thinks he's got another better show to do.
Yeah, there is a better show downstairs, no doubt about it. It actually gets listeners. So, Derek, tell us about yourself.
What do you need to know? I'm ready to rock.
That's enough.
Hey, rocking's cool.
Kick it. This show is turning more and more into the Howard Stern show. We've spread her out to the all three corners of the room, and Scott's trying to get lesbians suppressed.
Now I gotta get the
their boobs against
up here.
Plexiglass. Yeah.
Speaking of lesbians,
I was
serving a lot of lesbians at Ralph's last night. It was a really fabulous thing. There were actually a decent looking one there.
How do you know they were lesbians?
It was well. Let me go into detail.
If they weren't going for Scott, they had to be lesbians.
Exactly.
That's what I've always said.
Yep, that's for sure. And ladies out there, I got a new bed. It's humpalicious, and maybe you could be the lucky lady to break it in.
It's spring fortified.
We're having a contest.
The first caller.
First caller, you got it.
231-8215 beneath the wheel. First call.
I have a feeling KDSU is going to get a few calls now. Probably about
100
or so.
You get that or tickets to REO Speedwagon at
Minomans. We probably already equaled the listening audience of KDSU currently. Zero.
That's right. We should mention.
Well, you were on the actual airwaves too, though. So that's kind of a benefit.
Derek was the last person off the airwaves, Thunder Radio.
That's right. And never did I think I'd be back broadcasting, for lack of other terms. And you know,
if you
have my listening audience of two cut in half.
Well, actually, we're not a listening audience if we're here, are we?
Well, that would be just leave one person.
Well, that's what we take a lot of pride in. We take a lot of pride in having more people in production than in actual listenership.
And well, maybe we should play some...
let's rock and roll,
rock
then.
And roll. That's what I enjoy most, is the rock and the roll.
I think it's time to rock.
Hello? Are you going to tell... I'm having some serious issues with
the sound system.
With
here?
The sound system. Sound! System! Who was that? Tell the kids who that was.
That was Robbie Foulkes from his album Let's Kill Saturday Night. That was the title track, and Robbie will be on Conan O'Brien tonight.
Tonight being...
Tonight being... Oh, right. Thursday, August 10th.
By the time you hear this, if you hear it, well, I suppose if somebody...
Oh, people listen to this as soon as it goes off the air.
Is this
immediately.
Well, they won't. A little.
Oh, wait, this thing is a live mic. I tell you what. No respect. No respect.
Being that we have most of our listeners are from Archive and they listen for the first like minute and a half and then quit, they probably won't even hear this. So, but
did anybody write Ross? Maybe Ross would like to listen to the first show. Sans Ross. Sans Snark, as we may say.
I can't imagine why no one wouldn't listen after the first minute and a half.
You know, it's those fucking horrible intro songs, I think, might have something to do with it. First,
well, the one time I listened, you guys had played the 2001 Space Oddity.
We did that for the first five shows.
That was Elvis.
That was very...
Were you listening then? You were here then, weren't you? No, you weren't. You listened to those over the internet?
Internet. A couple weeks ago.
What is that intranet?
Because
like?
I talked to someone and they said, well, you know, Derek, it'd be nice to get you up there and it'd be nice to have a, you know, semi-professional up there, which I'm not. But
that's right, and that was Roger, and now look what he's done. He's left us.
and I was like, oh, these guys know what they're doing. And then I listened to it and it's like, oh, no, they don't.
Let's get back to some KDSU bashing.
All right.
Thunder Radio.
Certainly you've got something insightful and nasty to say about what's left of KDSU.
It's pathetic and weak.
Oh, I really like the folk music they play on Saturday nights. Celtic Hour.
Ooh, Fiona Ritchie with this one, Shamrock.
It's in the Shamrock.
Ooh, Fiona Ritchie.
You can't keep thunder.
Or water from another time.
You know,
time.
It's like a bad Minnesota public radio now. It's so pathetic.
No, it's nowhere near Minnesota public radio. There's no Main Street.
There's no, how do you say,
Garrison Kila?
Do they still have Car Talk on?
Oh, that's their saving grace, I believe.
Well, yeah, but they're running at the same time as every other fucking public radio station in the area.
Yeah, it's so nice to hear people swear.
Who has a better radio? How can you compete against Minnesota Public Radio, the best radio station in the country?
They are. Absolutely.
Not that that was their intention in
changing. Well, except for Z103 out of Fergus Falls.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
K-Barf.
What?
Isn't that K-Barf?
K-Barf. That's not K-Barf. Wasn't that one of your bands?
It still is.
Son of K-Barf?
For those of you that don't know, Derek is the lead front man. I don't know if that's redundant, but he's the lead front man for Crap Barf.
Maybe we'll play some Crap Barf tunes.
Most prestigious band out of
Florida. Oh, if we play that, can I dial in a request for Recaster?
Pick up your phones right now.
Yeah, unless you're Harris. Where do you think that guy is right now?
I don't know.
Does anybody care? No.
Trying to join Orgy, probably, or something. The band.
No!
Oh, right.
I thought he was, like, in Veruca Salt or something, now.
Not what I heard.
Oh, boy! Tune in after this song for what John has to say.
Yeah, you know, the reason we're talking so much is because we've been waiting for Derek to cue up a song.
No,
we forgot that Derek had both of his hands.
I've been waiting for you guys to shut up.
Ooh.
was Derek's selection there. What was that, Derek?
That was Primal Scream with...
Derek forgot that there's a 10-minute block on time there for...
that was Swastika Eyes.
Swastika Eyes.
Swastika Eyes. And that's...
I think I had that tonight at the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Swastika Eyes.
That's off of their great album, Exterminator. With all the vowels, of
Is
course.
Is it Exterminator or Exterminator?
Well, there's no vowels, as I just said. It's Exterminator without the E and the...
Ooh.
Yeah?
Huh? Oh, that's classy.
Those techno people, they'll sneak that by you. What's great about techno is that they've taken the English language and eliminated all unnecessary vowels.
Yeah, it's like there's too much work writing out all
techno.
That shit. You know?
Right. Primal Scream is not just a techno band. Well,
no, they certainly are not.
So
and that
more.
Album is the best album I've heard in a while. So there you go. Most people I talk to say that they haven't heard anything recently that they really like, no matter what kind of music they listen to.
That's because people like complaining.
Bastards!
You just said yourself you didn't have any new music. That's why you're playing.
It's more of an economic factor than a taste factor, though.
It's based on your basic financial difficulties experienced by.
But inside your
middle class America.
It's your standard.
On the inside, you're still postmodern, though, right?
Oh yes, very postmodern.
I'm not.
That's why this next selection I have is so very, very new. Take it away, Derek.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. I straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, the town broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across the Pacific Green. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham, smoking in a New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and have let the poor boy down.
I love you. darling, come home. Yeah, roses are blooming, come back, little darling, come back to Livermore Road. Yeah, robins are singing and church bells are ringing, come back, little darling, come back. Night was so dreary, I'm useless since you went away. Though I keep on hoping that you will remember, that you will remember our dreams. Dear roses are blooming, come back, little darling, come back and never more roam. Dear robins are singing and church bells are ringing, come back, little darling.
Marty with you in the morning.
What?
Hey, this is TJ. Talk to me.
Hey, did you guys see Big Brother yesterday?
The movie?
No, I'm talking about the show on CBS, you know, right after Survivor.
That's the one with the toilet cam right there?
Yeah.
Oh, I had 18 friends to roll for that one.
Hey, you go. Hey, you go on the internet and you got even better pics.
What?
Oh, that's our man on the street, Derek Wildy, out on the street. Huh. What's going on that corner you're at?
Hey, Derek, what corner are you on today?
Hey, I'm down here at the corner of Broadway and NP.
And what do they get for free if they come by and flash their tits at you, Derek?
We got some hot dogs. That's about it.
Free hot dogs. Brought out the big guns today, didn't we, Derek? Keep them coming, that's what you always say. Keep them coming.
Booby hot dogs.
You should have seen this guy this weekend. Boy, he was trashed. We went over to Bucks with this guy. Holy cow.
Was this guy drunk.
Oh, my God. He was hitting on the ugliest women I ever saw in my life. Oh, boy.
So ugly.
That was great, guys.
Fantastic. Now you know why we're only on the internet. Sigh.
Oh, someday.
That was
someday.
The Hollisters with Roses Are Blooming, and before that was, of course, the King.
Elvis Presley, for those of you that don't know.
Thank you. For those of you that were born in a time warp.
And only spend their time on the internet.
The internet. Are there any good Elvis sites on the internet? I'm sure there's got to be.
Well, there's only about two.
Can you get naked pictures of Elvis on the internet?
Yeah,
but actually they actually graft his face onto like David Duchovny's body.
I once heard a story about Elvis as explained by Liam Gallagher, probably in a drunken random
Liam drunk
statement, but he was talking about how Elvis, according to him, used to cut off the heads of geese, or gooses, as Liam called them, and wipe his ass with them and toss them out the window.
Hey, fresh goose never hurt anybody.
I don't know if that's true. I'm going to believe it either way.
A good goose enema. Hey, gives whole new
that's
meaning
a good name
to the
for
term
a band.
Goosing, doesn't
good
it?
Good goose enema.
Good goose enema.
Well, as you can tell, this show isn't scripted, but, you know, we sure come
oh,
out with,
no.
with the punches. Oh, boy.
Woo-hoo!
More wits than hits.
All right, here's a stupid song I wrote today. Yeah. Okay, this is called...
Would this be a world for me?
Yeah, this is probably the first and last time you'll hear this one. Okay, this is... What's whiskey bottle. No, this is called Whiskey Faced Radioactive Blow Drying Lady or something like that. You got your whiskey bottle there. Now you don't even move out of your chair. You're getting juiced up beyond belief. I can barely love you when you're getting drunk all the time. You can get out a blow dryer and blow dry the hair right off of your head. You can saute my dollar bills and feed them to the dog while he's watching cable. If I catch fire by mistake, she'll put out my face with the rake and shut my mouth before I even breathe. Well, I can barely touch you, honey, 'cause you're getting drunk all the time. Got radioactive taste buds smeared across the rug. Swallow the keys to the Chevy. You're gonna weed whack your way to Memphis. Well, everybody knows about your style. You got tinfoil wrapped around your smile. Well, you're gonna give me a Xerox of your buck teeth. Getting crap faced all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dead air.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Ain't no one listening. Don't worry about it.
That's true. And nobody that's going to listen either. That was Camper Van Beethoven with Good Guys and Bad Guys. Welcome back to Thunder Radio. Dead air as usual.
It looks like, don't we have a remote reporter?
Yeah, John has left us. He's gone outside to the Fargo Theater. As you know, we're located right above the Moose, which is right across the street from me.
As you know.
As everybody. They're all clamoring. You should see the crowd for us down there.
We're like NSYNC.
John, how's it seem? Yeah, that, yeah.
Fargo Theater, right now...
Say, John, Derek John?
Go ahead, Derek.
John, what kind of cars are they, John?
These are your basic kind of convertibles, older model cars. What they're trying to do right now is keep the bums out of them. Dave Knudsen's out there with one of those big kind of sheep herding tools. Apparently, he keeps those around the theater. And what he's trying to do is just... leave people away from the cars with those big fiasco. A lot of people down here, a lot of old people. I think they're showing another Walter Matthau movie. Back to you, Scott.
Well, John, now we have a couple calls. And what they're all wondering is, you know, why don't you just let the bums sleep in the cars? It's not like you're driving them. Now, what is Knutson's rationale for this now?
Oh, hold on, Scott. There, I gotta get another beer.
Well, okay, John.
First of all, I should say that we're running pretty low on beer. But Knutson's rationale is basically that...
anyone who could stop by and bring Mr. Lamb some beer would be greatly appreciated.
That would really be great. Actually, you could just throw those up to the helicopter, and if we catch them, great. If we don't,
if nothing else,
go below.
Throw some spare change up there.
No change. Change in the copter blades is bad. Basically, the problem here is, as you know, downtown Fargo occasionally experiences
abundance of 14-year-old sluts from West Fargo.
Yeah, they're having a lot of drunks, and what we're trying to do is keep the two of them separate. If they keep them separate, they won't, how to say it?
Not get as drunk.
That's right, Scott. Anyways, we're running pretty low on fuel here and ideas. So, we're just going to take this back to the Sweet Angel Beer's base, and we'll be back inside in no time.
Okay. Over. Thanks, John. That was John Lamb with the KV8.
What will we do?
Yeah. Am I on?
Now we are.
We interrupt this broadcast between 8 and 12 beers with a Tom Pantera sighting. Tom Pantera has been sighted.
What's he wearing, John?
He is wearing all white. It looks like Tom is going yachting.
Oh, wow.
White tennies, a blue-white pinstripe shirt. His beard is still black. There he is. He's polishing off himself. He's pulling back his hair. And he's smoking, ladies and gentlemen.
Where is
smoking.
He?
Smoking. Where Tom is right
what
outside
if communication
the southernmost
finds out that he exit
of the Fargo Theater. Now he appears to be fondling some woman's breast. And, no, oh, pointing wittily, nodding, always with the nodding. There's Tom, always smoking, and he's waving to somebody. Now, let's see if we can get Tom's attention over here. No, he's just looking at his watch.
No, John, okay. John, fill us in on what's going on at the Fargo Theater tonight.
Well, apparently there was maybe like a Young Republicans meeting there tonight. Tom Pantera must have been covering that for the Fargo Forum. Of course, Mr. Pantera, the Sunday reporter for the Forum.
Entertainment section, I hear.
The entertainment writer and health columnist. Yes, and now Mr. Pantera is going back into the theater.
The model of health is going back,
back
into the theater.
Back to you, Derek.
All right, let's rock.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, oh my, what you mean? I am the one. Gonna dance on the floor in a ride. She said, I am the one.
middle of the road, trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't tie begging my bed, or dropping the bomb on my street. Now come on, baby, get to the road. Come on now, in the middle of the road, yeah. In the middle of the road, you see the dawnest thing. I track on seven mountains deep through the city, where I know big diamond rings and silk suits. That corrugated tin shack full of a cancer, man, I don't need a hamster nursery. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with a scenery. Ah, come on, baby, get in the road.
Thanks, Derek. I'm back here at the Fargo Theater. We now have the first substantiated beret sighting in Fargo in a long time, as long as I can remember. Right now, there's a gentleman in tan khakis, a beret, and a navy blazer standing outside the Fargo Theater. There's also a gentleman who's reaching into his pocket, and he's pulling out a, it looks like a cannon owl. He is pulling out, no, it's a Newton. It's a digital camera. He is now attempting to take pictures everywhere. Let's go to our beret expert here. Wait. Here comes my friend Wes from the Fargo Library. Wes, as we all know, is a, well, he's a drunken Native American who appears to be stumbling across the street. He has honed in on the man with the digital camera. And now he's approaching him. Wes is wearing dark pants, probably jeans, dark shoes. He's walking up, and the man appears to be pointing to the marquee saying, "Celebrate the Arts, 7 years of Ruth Landfield Tribute PM." And but Wes isn't giving up. He's back, and now he's approaching a Trans Am. No, the Trans Am has passed him by. Now he's trying to get in the way of the digital camera. Wes is watching the girl who is dismantling the sign, and the other man is taking a picture. Let's go back to the man in the beret who is nodding. Now, back to Wes, who has turned his head slowly, turned back slowly. It's too bad Mayor Furness has already left, and Tom Pantera. Where are the authority figures? Now, let's see. We appear to be at a standstill. However, there is a gentleman who's just shown up. Wes is now directing traffic. The Fargo police have now pulled up. And the man with the digital camera is repositioning himself. Wes is moving away from the police, going down the street to where there appears to be one of those new Mercedes-Benz Humvees with a ski rack on top, although it is summer. Now, back to outside of the... Where we got... Oh, he's approaching the Humvee. He is talking to the girl who appears to be blonde, and he's leaning in. Maybe he's ordering a milkshake. We're not sure at this point. I wish we did have live sound down there, but unfortunately we don't. The sign now reads, however, "Celebrate a S7 Ruth Landfield try. Now Wes is moving to the back window of the Mercedes-Benz vehicle. There's a
John. I think we need some we need some coverage from our beret expert, Mr. Hastings.
Let's go back to Roger. There appears to be another older man with white hair, and he is also taking a picture of the marquee. Let's go back to Roger with the beret. Roger, when was the last time you recall seeing a beret in downtown Fargo?
Probably at the American Legion March about 3 years ago.
And not since then?
No, not since then.
And Roger, if I might ask, what's the purpose of the beret? I don't get it.
Well, it conveys kind of a military look.
What is the purpose of your hat, you pig?
Some people. Thank you, Fidel. Some people would also insist that the beret is more of a all-covering headgear to protect them from. Oh, now we've got a couple people approaching the car. There's another older man walking out into the street aimlessly. And let's see where we are now. The sign now reads, "Celebrate the AS7 Ruth Law Aid." There's now a big fat guy getting out of a white car, white LeBaron convertible. He appears to be walking towards Sammy Sifa. Are we ready for another song?
And with that...
Hey, welcome back to Between 8 and 12 Beers. We got more people in the studio now.
Yeah, we got a big old party going on.
We got a big old party here. If anybody wants to stop by, the address is above the Moose Lodge, of course, is all you know.
Yeah, it's...
If you can find parking beyond the Ruth Landfield tribute.
What a party that was.
But Tom Pantera did leave, so there should be plenty of room for everybody.
Yeah, I bet everybody took off after Tom left. You know how it is. Tom Pantera, you know, entertainment right
here. Who are you going to hobnob with after he's gone?
I thought you were going to throw down a little hip-hop. Are you going to hobnob?
Hobnob. All right, that was
kind of
beautiful.
What did you just hear there?
Whatever it was awful.
I'd like to introduce everybody to...
Well, we heard it's Vamos a la Playa by Los Lobos. That's a shout-out to all my friends over in the Romkey Park neighborhood.
Yeah.
Burn it down tonight.
Buena Vista Social Club.
Sending props out. And I'm pouring beer for my dead homies as well. I'd like to introduce everybody to a special brother of one of ours. His name is Paul. Paul, why don't you say hello to all of our zero listeners?
Hola, señores.
Hola from Brazil.
That is Paul Lamb, ladies and gentlemen.
He doesn't get much more, you know, Spanish name than Paul.
Paul, no. Paul, Paulo. Paulo, as we call him south of the border in South Dakota.
I named my cat Paul. My cat's name is Paul. You should come see my cat, Paul. Yeah, I named him after Paul Lamb, and I didn't even know him at the time.
Well, you know, that's the kind of power that the Lambs have, that people are named after them without actually knowing them. I hope, by the way, that when I'm 80-something years old, there's a tribute for John Lamb over at the Fargo Theater.
Oh, I'm sure it's already in the planning. They've got all the dancers already choreographing their moves and everything.
I think those dancers could be a little too
50.
Old. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Derek. 50 years?
No, that's the same dancers. Oh,
you don't think dancing will go to a whole new, different level in 50 years?
Well, I'm sure it'll be like
I know you're
four-dimensional
still, I know
by
you're
then.
Still stuck in your jitterbug and your hoop snake boogie
and your Brian Setzer.
I don't care
orchestra.
If Al Jolson is my favorite performer of all time. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Well, Scott, I think you're time to grow up.
Excuse me, Roger. This is a studio, and I don't really appreciate the doors opening and closing while we're recording the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, our producer, of course, Mr. Roger Hastings, has graced us with his presence once again.
Yes, our producer.
Made me do all the dirty work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
given... Yeah, we've got the Wildy slaving back there.
We've got... Derek gets the prestigious title of
now
engineer.
Now I can't be witty because I'm too busy. That's my excuse.
Yeah, you're busy because we can tell because...
I got lots of you know.
We can tell you're busy because you've got a headset on. If only you had a clipboard, we'd know you're busy.
Is that John Strand's trick?
No. Don't you remember Judy?
For no apparent reason.
I should try that around the office. Raul? And then I just start slapping that...
clipboard?
No, Raul. Anyways, it's time for another song, isn't it, Derek?
I do believe so.
Kick it!
No one knew.
All right.
All right.
Are you ready now?
Yeah. What was that? Is that the new Smashing Pumpkins?
That was the Duran Duran.
The Duran Duran.
I've never heard that one.
What?
Never mind.
That was Duran Duran with Pop Trash Movie. The band's so nice, they named him twice.
Is that what it is? I didn't realize that was the...
Simon Le Bon?
Are Duran Duran together again?
Yes, that is brand new music.
Oh, wow.
From Duran Duran.
That wasn't just Locked Away in Archives?
How many members constitutes a Duran Duran?
Well, right now, there are three.
Well... No.
Well, shouldn't it be Duran Duran Duran?
Did you see them on the Today Show like about a week or two ago?
No.
I was there when they performed.
For the first time? Or the
first time. Well, no, I was there for the rerun.
Oh. They don't do reruns on
Katie
the Today Show.
Katie looks better in reruns.
I was close enough to spit on Katie, yet I chose not to. I don't know what my...
Wasn't she under plexiglass?
That's because
was she not in the Katie Couric mobile?
What color is her hair now? I thought her tonight. It was
who
blonde.
Cares? I'd fuck her.
That's right.
The tactful Scott Wolf.
Katie, if you're out there, I got a new bed, and it's still yet to be broken in. And if you call right here,
and how long?
I just feel
that
weird because I kept on looking at Nick Rhodes the whole time.
Yeah, he's a hot motherfucker, isn't he? Is he the drummer?
What color is his hair now?
He's a keyboard player.
Oh,
what Taylor was drumming like Andy?
No, it was Roger.
Roger, right, sorry.
Hey, make sure you listen to that. Make sure it's the right song. I have a bad...
Hey, were all the Taylors related?
None of them were.
Nope.
None.
No kidding.
Yeah. They just changed
all
their last
that
name.
Same last queer name.
Hey, Paul, you got a mic in front of you. Why don't you pipe in a little bit over here?
I'm trying. I've just had so many beers that this is all so new to me.
Paul Lamb is between 8 and 12 beers right now.
Yes, I am. Hey, closer to 12.
Oh, jeez. We got another lamb drunk.
When you're in Fargo, what else can you do but drink?
Well, it's no St. Paul, that's for sure.
That's right, you can drink and drink and drink there. Here you can just drink.
Touché. As Derek tries to figure out the control panels once again.
God,
does that sound like
got
a right
to come in with all LPs.
I'm sorry.
Vinyl.
Hey,
what do you
man.
Think that's being nice to me by, first track? But.
Oh, Jesus, I just shouldn't have done that. But, did you ever see that Beverly Hills 90210 where the guy was like, I only listen to vinyl. And then he turns out to be a villain who steals bikes.
That's why...
Was it one of David's friends?
Yeah, it was. Do you remember that? Oh, yeah.
David had an awful judge of character.
Yeah, he is not very good, is he?
Did Ian Ziering break it up? Is it Ian or Ian?
Ian, thank you.
Sorry.
Ian. Come on now, Paul. Where have
sorry.
You been?
You've been off the air for 6 months.
I'd just
already.
Like to say that I worked with Akari, who was married to an Ian. I don't think I need to make a joke there.
You were married to Akari, who was
I worked
friends
with
Akari,
who was married to an
You're
Ian.
Married to an Ian.
You know, married to Lyman. Married to Mari.
Yeah, married to Lamal.
Someone was telling a cousin of mine that the positive ions are generated from rain, but negative ions are generated from TV. So
Kajagugu?
That's what ionizers do on air on air purifiers. They put ionizers on there, and it produces positive ions, and that's supposed to make you better, which is complete pseudoscience. Anyway, I think we have a song here.
Oh, do we?
Is it about ionization?
It's about ionization, I believe.
Your whining. been alright for a while. Been rolling on. And I surely can't complain. It's been good with the soda pop and Cabernet. Traded the desert for the rain. Think I picked up down the line. You can't ever leave, and there's no such place as far away. I'll tell you, left something behind. But I keep taking turns, turning and getting stuck. Yeah, I keep taking turns.
Problem with my mic. All you who are out there listening to Thump,